From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And in a few minutes, we'll put today's events in Iraq in the context of a century of U.S. involvement in that country.
But first, the U.S. military bombed more suspected ISIS sites in Syria and in Iraq last night and today. Meanwhile, on the Turkey-Syrian border, a dramatic refugee exodus is still playing out after thousands of Syrian Kurds fled ahead of ISIS militants this past weekend before the strikes. The BBC sees Mark Lowen is there. And Mark, we can hear people shouting behind you. What is that?
Well, I'm right on the border itself, Robin, in a little village called Murshid Pinar. And the voices you can hear in the background are Syrian Kurds who have gathered at the border crossing and are in solidarity, I suppose, with the Kurds who have come over the border. Now, at the moment, it's actually relatively quiet compared to how it was about an hour or so ago, when a large group had gathered at the border, waiting to try to cross back into Syria. These are Syrian Kurds who had come over to Turkey in the last 5 days, but now some of them wanting to go back to their town of Kobani, which I can see now, just 100 metres away. Some of them wanting to fight with the Kurdish militia on the other side against Islamic State. Others simply wanting to visit family and friends who were left behind. Remember, these are Kurds who do not want to be here in Turkey. There is a history of intense hostility between Turks and Kurds, and they have come here out of necessity rather than out of desire.
Well, and Mark, we did report on this earlier in the week, and the fear in Turkey, because of this separatist movement, the fear in Turkey that if some of these Syrian Kurds in Turkey go into Syria to fight against ISIS, that they may return more militarized to Turkey and fight in the Turkish Kurd separatist movement.
Yeah, that is certainly the concern of the Turkish government, and it was why in the last few days you've seen pretty serious clashes, tear gas, water cannon used between the Turkish police and Syrian Kurds who were trying to cross, because Turkey wants to avoid a mass wave of fighters now going into the YPG, the Kurdish militia on the other side, because as you rightly say, it is allied with the Kurdish Workers' Party here in Turkey, which is still classified as a terrorist organization. But that said, there have been people who have been allowed back today.
Well, this is so fascinating, Mark, because we also heard from one of your colleagues earlier this week that while the Turkish government is worried about the Turkish Kurds being militarized and fighting ISIS, there are Turks who are thrilled that these Kurds want to go fight ISIS. ISIS is coming very close to Turkey.
It is very close, and actually a bit earlier in the day, we were on another part of the border where you can actually see Islamic State positions from Turkey. You can see a sort of village controlled by Islamic State, vehicles controlled by them. So, you know, they are within striking distance, and that is one of the reasons why Turkey has been so reluctant to get involved in the military part of this fight, because Turkey has a very long, very vulnerable border with Syria, about 600 miles or so, and about 300 miles with Iraq, and so up until now, it has not wanted to get involved in the military part of the coalition. That may be slowly changing, though, Robin, because the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was in New York at the UN General Assembly, and he said Turkey will support the operation in a military or logistical capacity. So perhaps there's been some arm twisting behind closed doors.
Secretary of State John Kerry said as much today that he fully expected Turkey to join this coalition of five countries now. But what is your sense that Turkey has already done something? Because people are reporting seeing some of these strikes that occurred, again, in this northern part of Syria on the Turkey border, as coming, the planes coming from Turkey.
Yeah, this was a report this morning from a Syrian Kurdish refugee whose brother is still in Kobani, who reported seeing two military aircraft bombing positions west of Kobani. And he said he believed that the planes had come from the direction of Turkey. Now, that was swiftly denied by the Turkish Prime Minister's office, who said that no Turkish airspace or the US airbase here had been used for any strikes in Syria. But questions over those strikes in Kobani, given that no member of the coalition, neither the U.S. nor the Arab states, have confirmed that their planes took part.
I want to ask you, Mark, your colleague also said that these refugees, these Syrian Kurdish refugees flooding into Turkey, were saying they were fleeing ISIS. But we're hearing reports that the strikes by the U.S. against militants in Syria were against ISIS further south in Raqqa, but up in the north near the Turkey border, the strikes were against this al-Qaeda breakoff group, Khorasan. What are you hearing from the refugees? Are they sure that they were fleeing ISIS militants, or is it this group Khorasan?
They're all pretty sure that they were fleeing Islamic States, to be honest, Robin. They are full of atrocious stories, stories of atrocities, beheading people, burning villages, and they hope very much that the US-led airstrikes will provide them some kind of safe passage. When I spoke to one chap yesterday, he said, President Barack Obama is the greatest man in the world. That's what he said to me. And he said, I just hope that these strikes will allow us finally to go back. They have come in their vast numbers, 140,000 people, bedding down wherever they can, in parks, in mosques, in school buildings. Turkey is a country that's bursting at the seams, already well over 1 million Syrian refugees on its territory before this recent wave. And frankly, it is overwhelmed by this current influx.
The BBC's Mark Lowen on the Turkish-Syrian border. Mark, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.